Ghana has been known in the region as a beacon of hope or as a beacon for democracy. And today, the leaders demonstrated that. Outgoing President Nana Akufo-Addo invited incoming President, President-elect John Dramani Mahama to Jubilee House, to his residence. And they sat down, had a conversation, talked about the transition. Moments ago, they just inaugurated the transition team. Both presidents spoke about the importance of this day, what it means in the region, what it means for the people of Ghana. And they all called on the process to be smooth and transparent so that Ghanaians gain confidence in their system.
As you mentioned, the democratic tradition of Ghana continues.
Absolutely. When you think about what has happened in the region, not very far away from here, where military regimes are in charge, and then across the border, you find a smooth transition of power, meaning that one power is handing over power to another. It's a remarkable example of a growing democracy that Ghana projects in West Africa.
So, Paul, may I ask you, how is the Elections Commission doing? Are all the results in, particularly the parliamentary election results? Because I was just reading an article in the Ghana Graphic newspaper where one of the parliamentarians is saying that they should not go ahead with the transition process until all the results have been announced. So what can you tell us about the parliamentary election results?
That's correct. We've had issues where in some areas, some regions are not very near here in Accra, but very far away in the northern part, eastern and central part of Ghana, where violence broke out. These agitated young people want jobs. They think that because Mahama won, they want jobs now. But one of the other reasons why violence broke out and a lot of people were injured, some policemen and soldiers, and a lot of property destroyed, was simply because there is contention that some members of parliament who have refused to concede defeat, saying that they won. So as a result of that, there is confusion. Now that confusion is boiling and people are beginning to take matters into their own hands to do a lot of damage. But simply put, overall performance of this electoral commission is commendable. Everything went on smoothly, with the exception of those few areas that I just mentioned, where people are taking matters into their own hands.